Blog Talk Radio.
That's what's up. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. We talking about entertainment and news and such. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Big Mouth. You know me, always being the lady. And so J2 and I are trying it again. J2, you here?
Nope.
J2? Hello. J2? Hello. J2, you here?
Carla, can you hear me?
All right. Yes. You know what? We trying it again, y'all. We trying it again to figure all this out and how it works and what to do and all that good stuff.
All that good stuff.
How you doing since I last talked to you?
Man, I'm doing good, man. We're trying to get all the connections together. We going to get it together, right, Big Mom?
Yeah, we're going to figure it out. We're going to figure it out. I'm a little slow right now because of, you know, my issues.
Exactly.
I went through some turmoil in my life this last year. You know, I was in a coma for 3 months, and then I couldn't walk and talk and none of that stuff. But I'm here, and I'm breathing, and I'm walking, and so that's what's up.
and you know, Big Mouth, God is good.
God's good. That's what the Reverend says.
God is good all the time.
But that's what the Reverend says.
And all the time, God is good.
God is good.
How you doing today, Josh?
That's
right.
I should call you J2. I shouldn't say your name. So, J2, how you doing? It's all good.
It's all good, you know, because we've been doing, you know, I'm in a situation right now, but, you know, we all go through situations. So I just want to give peace and blessings to everybody in the world.
Okay.
You know, just give peace and blessings to everybody in the world.
Let everybody know that it will work itself out.
Because I'm not even supposed to be here, you know what I'm saying? Wait a minute. But if you wasn't supposed to be here, you wouldn't be talking right now.
That is true. But I made it through, and you know, all for the better. How's everything in D-Town?
Man, D-Town's going good. What's the weather like out there? Because you know, it's like 87 degrees out here.
Oh,
I know Chicago is like, oh my god.
Well, it was nice last Friday, and then now it's winter again, but at least it's not snowing. It did flurry a little bit on, was it Sunday? But it's a little chilly, and getting used to this weather again is not easy. Now I know why I don't want to be in this shy, because it's so cold.
Look, you miss Dallas, don't you?
I love my city. Let everybody know. J2 is in D-Town in Dallas. And
Big Mouth is in Chicago. Wait a minute. Which city you love the best?
Well, you know, my heart belongs here. It never left here, but I miss there, you know. I miss all the rigmarole, and I miss all the people and the hot weather. I don't miss the tornadoes.
We ain't had no tornado. You know New Orleans had a tornado this week.
Oh, well, see, I'm not missing any of that. But I do it, but all this right, cold weather, it's just... it ain't my stilo. like
right.
old people like
right.
me say, Stilo. Ooh. So,
right.
you know, but I do what I can and when I can, and that's it. But I
okay.
will be
well,
back
okay.
on my flying.
What's happening in the Chi-Town? What's happening in Chi-Town, baby?
Cold weather. How about that?
Well,
you know what I noticed, though, J2? They
okay.
don't go out in much in this weather. Like, they stay home. They do home
really?
Stuff.
Really? No, no. Look. I done lived in Chicago for years. And you know, Keenan is my cousin. So, you know, I hung out with their family. And you know, Chicago, I mean, they
oh, it's
okay,
a beautiful,
okay,
I love
what happened
it's
on St. Patrick's Day? What happened on St. Patrick's?
Oh, well, they dyed the river.
They dyed,
turned
you already know what I'm talking about.
They turned it green. But
you
it was cold.
Know.
But then that next weekend, it was hot, like 80
okay,
degrees.
Okay, so the whole weather is like bipolar, huh?
Pretty much.
Pretty
can't
much.
Figure out what's going on. But
okay, you
hmm?
Big Mouth, you didn't go to Diggs?
Go to where?
Diggs.
What? No, what's Diggs or Dick?
look, that's not a sexual connotation. Diggs
what?
Is the you know, they talk shit. They talk shit all the time at Diggs Cafe.
Oh no, nah.
You didn't go there?
I'm north. I'm up north. I'm what they call on the Gold Coast area.
Are you
like,
in the suburbs or are you actually in Chicago?
I'm in the burbs. I'm in what they call Evanston. Evanston, Illinois.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to Evanston while we on here, to Ebony Barbershop and Eye Candy.
Okay.
Yes, I want to shout out to them really quick. But, yeah, this is where I am.
Okay.
But I'm
okay.
just, it's like, you know, being in Richland. I mean, yeah, Richardson. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. You're like North Dallas.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's just what it is. Just like being in North Dallas.
Okay, so.
But it's
so,
not
so
like
let me get
Dallas.
A shout out to the Cliff. Let's get a shout
it's
out
like
to all our sponsors. Let's get a shout
all
out
right.
to all our sponsors.
Shout out. A shout out.
Yeah, Triple D. Yeah, I know.
Yes, we got to say something about Triple D, the Triple Dripper Triple D.
We got
to
get a shout out to them boys.
Oh, heck yeah. Heck yeah. If it wasn't for the Vato, man, please.
Man.
Okay.
Man.
So, Josh, let's catch up real quick. Last time we chatted about the incident last night.
Okay, let's keep on talking, because you know I still got some arguments. Me and my wife
okay.
still arguing about that.
Y'all still arguing about it?
We still arguing about it.
Okay, was she for what he did, or was she against it?
She against what Will did.
But I'm standing with Will.
I'm standing
better.
With Will. Like, wait a minute, are you against Will? Because, look, like I said, Evan, come on, man, that is just a... You know, that was the most gangster shit I've ever seen in my life.
Well, he could have handled it a little better. He could have pulled Chris's side, but he did apologize. I don't know if you noticed.
he did apologize. Well, we got to make a clip on Instagram or Facebook.
Saying what?
Did he really apologize to Chris? I don't think he apologized.
He did. He apologized. He said, you know, you can make fun of him, but not at his wife's medical problem. And I get that. And maybe he had waited until afterwards to handle that, to man up and do it. But that's the only argument that I have. Because
Wait a minute. What if
what?
That was you and your husband, Big Mel? What if your husband be like, you know what, I'm finna go slap this nigga right now?
I wouldn't have had him jump up on stage in the middle of all that and do that.
I would have realized. Like in the middle of a whole award show.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I would have realized that wasn't the time, the moment. You know,
not saying that
he wasn't going to stand up for me, but that just wasn't the right time and the right way to handle it. Because, like I said before, you know, you're trying to teach kids how to handle stuff in a respectable manner. And doing
that, like we trying to show that we don't have to have black on black crime.
It's silly. But that shit was funny. I mean, it was and it wasn't.
You know that was funny.
It was funny, and as much as I hate to say that, it was, you know. But even though Jada is still very pretty with a bald head, she's got that head. She does. She's got the head. Her mother must have, you know, when they your kids' heads to shape their heads when they little, to rub them. She's got a gorgeous head. Now, I couldn't do it because I look like a turtle.
Okay, but wait. Well, why did Chris have to point out Jada Pinkett? Why did he have to say that, knowing she's going through alopecia?
I'm wondering, did he know that she was going through a medical problem?
Exactly.
Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. I don't know. But it was spontaneous. And Chris is a comedian. And that's what happens, you know?
Okay, so just because he's a comedian, that means he can say something about her condition?
No, I mean, he was wrong. I mean, he was wrong. He too could have not done that, but it was spontaneous. You know what I mean?
So you think Chris was wrong, but Will was wrong too?
Yeah, I hold them both at fault for that. I hold them both at fault.
Yeah, because, I mean, he could have picked on anybody in the crowd.
He did say stuff about other people.
Yeah, he did.
But Jada was in the front row. I don't know why he did it to Jada, or why he chose Jada, but he did, and
that's what happened. Why did he choose Jada? But you know what? He didn't expect Will to come over there and slap his ass.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
Look, I think it was just funny. But that was the most gangster stuff that I've ever seen at the awards.
Okay. I'll give it that. But it just wasn't appropriate. That's all I got to say about that one.
You still think it wasn't appropriate? Let's say if I was your husband, and your husband is like, you know what, I'm going to stand up for my wife.
I would have said something. I wouldn't have let my husband get up on national TV in front of a national audience and do that. Like I said, I would have preferred he had pulled, you know, Chris to the side afterwards and said something.
what did we do afterwards? What would he have done?
He would have beat his ass.
Exactly.
He would have beat his ass.
Exactly.
So, but not in front of everybody in Basquale. And you know everybody. What?
Right. So he should have did that later and been like, you know, hey, man, don't be talking about my wife.
That's true. Hey, Josh. Let's we've got a caller on here right now, and I think we should bring him in. We got a caller on here. So let's bring him in and see what they say.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay.
All right, I'm with you, Bima.
What's up, caller? How you doing? That's what's up. Welcome aboard to our test show. Who are we speaking with today?
Okay, my name is Joe. I heard you guys talking about Will Smith, Chris Rock, and Jada Pinkett. I saw a headline. I don't know. I didn't know exactly what was going on. But from listening to you two, it seems to me that Chris Rock made a comment about Jada Smith. Did he
it
at the Oscars?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did it at the Oscars. Yes, sir.
He called her G.I.
Jane. He did it at the Oscars.
Yep, he called it G.I.J. Yeah.
What's insulting about that?
Go ahead, Josh. Or J2, I'm sorry. Well, let me tell you this. She's suffering from alopecia. And obviously it's something that's pretty hard for her to deal with that she's suffering from that. So the fact
right.
that Chris used a national audience to say this joke about her, say that she looked like G.I. Jane, it really,
oh,
you can tell
Jane.
Her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, G.I. Jane.
Okay, you remember the movie G.I. Jane, right?
Are you old enough
I didn't
to
see it.
That?
It kind of rings a bell. Okay.
So he made a comment about G.I. Jane 2. And you could see it in her face that she was kind of hurt by that. And so Will got up while he was still speaking and walked down the middle of the runway and slapped Chris, defending his wife.
That's
which
right.
is, you know, I get it, and I would hope that that's what someone would do, but he could have handled it differently. Like, maybe after the show, he could have pulled Chris to the side and then punched him in the face or just said something about it. But not on
all right,
national
so let me see if I.
Uh-huh.
Let me see if I got this right. Okay, because the Oscars was what, last night or the night before?
Last night.
It was last night.
It was last night. And I said, Chris Rock, is he getting an award or is he presenting an award?
He's presenting
the award to Will Smith.
No, he's
oh, he's presenting
Will.
It to Will Smith?
It was for a
yep.
documentary, best documentary.
Okay.
For
so
him being
it.
The father of Serena and Venus.
No, J2.
That's what
that's
he what
he was
getting
presenting
for.
Chris. No, yeah, that's what Will was
that's
there for.
That's what Chris
for.
Was doing to Will Smith.
No, he wasn't. He was presenting for Best Documentary. And Will got up in the middle of that and slapped him after he had said those words he said. But later on in the show, Will then was given the Best Actor Award for the Serena Williams father movie.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, so Chris Rock is up there at the podium, and he's got the Oscar in his hand, and he's making his little speech presenting the Oscar, and he cracks a joke about Jada Pinkett being G.I. Jane. So, again, G.I. All right, so G.I. Jane, to me, was supposed to be about, was that a comedy, or was that about a brave woman in the Army?
So G.I. Jane is the old
movie. It was about
a
brave woman in the Army.
Right.
Let me say something, Big Mom. She was trying to actually crack a joke, but at the same time giving her props for being somebody that can stand through, you know, whatever she's going through, because that's what G.I. Jane had to go through. Will Smith took it the wrong way.
I don't see it like that.
Okay. All right.
I don't.
So
I
what's the problem? What's the condition with Jada Pinkett? Is she bald?
She's bald. She bald.
She's bald.
She's
okay.
got alopecia.
She bald. Okay,
all right.
Okay. So, Mouth, tell them about alopecia.
Well, alopecia is a skin disease, and it causes baldness, and she has it, and so that's an issue with her that she's dealing with. You know, it's something very sensitive to her. It's a medical condition.
Does it do anything else besides make you bald?
No.
You
not
know what?
That
I
don't
she's not say nothing about that.
She's losing her hair, okay, which to women is traumatic because women generally don't lose their hair.
Exactly.
But to make a joke about it. Did Chris Rock do
right.
it in a very
in
derogatory way, or was he just, doing it to make a joke?
I think he was just doing it to make a joke, but it was a bad joke. And
Big Mouth. But you said he already was making jokes about Jada Pinkett before that, though.
Yeah, in 2016, when they boycotted the awards because. Will wasn't nominated, and he had been jagging on her then. So, you know, it wasn't anything new, but it was the fact that she's going through this medical condition for him to say that to them on air
right.
for everyone.
All right.
You know.
So it's okay. So from what you're saying, it sounds to me like they have a little bit of a tete-a-tete going back and forth.
Yeah,
there's animosity already between Chris Rock and Will Smith. But isn't Will Smith separated from Jada Pinkett?
No.
Know what happened between Will Smith and Jada Pinkett. You already know that,
right?
They
have an open relationship. Yeah, they have an open relationship.
But who was Jada Pinkett dealing with recently?
Wasn't it the Alcina guy, the singer?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
he done went crazy.
All right, well, okay. So they got something that it's an open relationship, so it doesn't bother either one of them, or at least it shouldn't, that if either one of them get into an affair with somebody else, it's none of the other one's business. And that's not what Chris Rock was talking about. He's talking about her baldness, and from what I gather, there's
exactly.
an animosity there between
yes.
probably the two families. So he cracks the joke, and then from what you're saying, when does Will Smith smack him when it's time for him to get the Oscar, or does he smack him right after Chris Rock says the joke?
It was
Right then and there, right? If you gonna talk about my wife when she got a condition, I'ma smack your ass too. Would you do that, Mr. Man? Would you do that,
Mr. Man?
Well, look, that's why we're trying to find out the particulars. I mean, if Chris Rock has been ragging on her for a while, he shouldn't continue to do it in public. And Will Smith just smacked him in the face. Did he give him a friendly slap, or was it like a hard slap?
It was a hard
slap. Did you see it?
No.
Did you watch the wars?
No, I didn't watch it.
He slapped him in
Tuesday. Okay, let me tell you what Will can I tell him what Will Smith did? Can I tell him what Will Smith did? He walked up to him just like, hey, you talking about my wife, man. I'm finna slap the shit out of you, right? He walked up there and just calmly slapped him in the face and walked back calmly. Like, keep your mouth off my wife.
But once he got his award.
I would have done the same thing.
Once he was presented with his award, he apologized to the Academy, to the other Academy people that were there, and he was hoping and praying that they don't ban him from being at the Academy. So he knew he had done wrong. It could have been handled in a different manner. That's all I'm saying.
I'm sure there's a video on YouTube. I'm going to go see it.
Go look at it, bro. Look at Will Smith slapping Chris. Slapping Chris.
You all are so terrible. Thank you so much, caller. I appreciate you calling in.
Oh, sure. Take it easy now. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, now.
Well, J2. Uh-oh. J2. I lost J2. I don't know how to work this thing. So maybe he'll call back in. I don't know. But it's your girl, Big Mouth, and you know me always being a lady and coming to the defense of whomever I come to. Uh-oh. And so we're still working out the kinks here, guys, trying to figure this out. So I want to thank you guys for tuning in. We're going to try it again on another night, on another day.
That's what's up. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. We talking about entertainment and news and such. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.